You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
We are here in Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. November 14, 2021. Oh, what a cascading sequence of events. Holy cow. Just the speed, the clip of how fast these things are moving. And the level of the revelation, the level of this revelation of the method that is being thrown out here, just over the top, absolutely over the top. So I got a couple articles up. One of them was from Dr. Kevin Barrett, False Flag Weekly News. He wrote a RIP John Stadtmiller article on the 11th. He sparked 9/11 Truth Movement and gave me my start in radio. Just 2 weeks after the death of another alternative radio legend, the great John Schock, our airwaves lost another hard-hitting voice of truth and justice, John Stadtmiller, who passed away on the memorable date of the 5th of November. John Stadtmiller was the founder of Genesis Communications Network, which made Alex Jones, and then RBN, Republic Broadcasting, Alex's Austin-based competition. A pioneer of 1990s Patriot Radio, Stadtmiller exposed the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing as a false flag operation run by a mobbed-up Zionist-connected wing of the FBI. 6 years later, he quickly saw 9/11 for what it was, another false flag by the usual suspects, and picked up the torch from William Cooper, who had been killed by law enforcement on November 6, 2001, perhaps because Cooper had exposed 9/11 before it happened, as well as in a 10-hour marathon broadcast on the day itself. So I covered this a long time ago. There were three people that this, and I'm going off the article here. Three people that predicted 9/11, Alex Jones, Bill Cooper, and Donald Trump. And I covered that all. It's in the archives somewhere. But those three all said beforehand and mentioned the name Osama bin Laden as the person that was going to be named as the perpetrator. So it's very, very interesting. Back to the article. In 2006, as the 9/11 Truth Movement was peaking, thanks to the generosity of philanthropist Jimmy Walter and the emergence of scholars for 9/11 truth, John Stadtmiller had a bright idea. Instead of just bringing on 9/11 truth movement personalities as radio guests, why not let them host their own shows? Not long afterwards, several guest experts, including Webster Tarpley, various makers of Loose Change, Jim Fetzer, and yours truly had become radio hosts. In retrospect, I have to give Stadtmiller credit for sparking my transition from the academy to alternative media. My first radio hosting gig seemingly appeared out of nowhere. In early November 2006, I was getting close to the tail end of a six-month siege by mainstream media. CNN and other big outlets were sending reporters to sit on my Introduction to Islam class at the University of Wisconsin, where I was under fire for supposedly teaching conspiracy theories. One evening in early November, the phone rang. It was Jim Fetzer. He said he was double booked and couldn't host his radio show, which started in something like 15 minutes. Could I sub for him? I told him I wasn't sure I could ad lib for a full hour. Don't worry, Jim said. The guest is already booked. It's former mainstream newspaper journalist John Kaminsky, who's been on this broadcast before a couple times. Shortly before the top of the hour, my phone rang. It was John Stadtmiller. He explained to me how it worked. Wait till the bumper music fades, then start talking, introduce the guest, and when you hear more bumper music, it means an ad's coming up. I had a good conversation with Kaminsky for the first 35 minutes, and I asked him about Jews. He went into an over-the-top anti-Jewish tirade. It seems that Kaminsky's unhappy experience in mainstream media had something to do with Jewish domination of that particular field of human endeavor. And the upshot was that ever since he bore, shall we say, a certain animosity to the tribe that dare not allow anyone to speak its name. To get a sense of where Kaminsky's coming from, get a load of his vitriolic attack on ethnically but not ideologically Jewish Alan Sobrowski, who recently retired from being my radio guest after penning a postmortem about why the 9/11 truth movement failed. Kaminsky, how much truth can you expect from a Jew writer writing on a Jew website telling us why we couldn't catch the Jews after they blew up and knocked down the Twin Towers on 9/11 2001? Answer, none. Reason? Because Jews control the media. It has always been that way throughout the 20th century, and now is stronger than ever into the 21st. In fact, that same reason that we couldn't nail the Jews for demolishing the World Trade Center towers in 2001 and accelerating the New World Order's war on the world is now currently at play as a reason we can't stop the Jews from destroying world society in 2021 with their fake pandemic, poison vaccines, Jew drug makers, and illegal worldwide quarantines, Jew politicians and judges. Same reason in 2021 as existed in 2001. The truth is murdered to obscure the death toll of the Jew scam to control the whole world. Jews totally control mainstream media, totally control the murderous profit-oriented medical profession, and totally control the bought-off whores who call themselves either politicians and or news presenters, so that the public, with all their apparent variety of news sources at their disposal, are getting the same story no matter which direction they turn, the Jew's story. And then he's talking about at a commercial break, John Stadtmiller got in my ear. Let's throw this guy off the air. He's way over the top. He's going to sick the ADL on my ass again. And then he talked about he monologued and blah, 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 blah. And so Stadtmiller offered a classic response to the SPLC, who is, I guess, emailing him. He said, I would rather pour gasoline on myself and light it than speak to anyone in your organization. But anyway, and he talks about John apparently wasn't the easiest guy to get along with or blah, 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 blah. And that was the end of that article as far as that. But then there was a link to another article, nomass.info. Patriot broadcaster Stadtmiller spoke of his impending death. Okay, so Thursday, October 21st, 21st episode of his last ever broadcast, 2 weeks and one day before his death on November 5th, he literally forecast his impending death. So we're on the John Stadtmiller death watch, he said, as he described a rash which appeared like cheese bubbling up on his arm, a rash that he said persisted for at least a month. He added that he should go to the doctor but didn't have a lot of money, which what could cost thousands of dollars in tests, etc. He said he couldn't go to the VA. He could go to the VA, but all they want us to do is shoot him up with a vaccine. At minute 26, while discussing the January 6 DC event, which he actually attended, Statmiller relayed his pure sense of anger and frustration at the many injustices, including the lack of legal counsel and phone calls for the 500 people being detained in prison for their alleged involvement in the January 6 fiasco. Statmiller told his friend and co-host Roger Landry, "We're at a point in this country that people had better push back on all fronts." At the 33-minute, after the half-hour break, as the bumper music played Big John, Statmiller said, "Thanks for playing that on the heels of me making this announcement. I'm going to finish out this hour with Roger Landry, and Steve Elkins is going to take over for me in the second hour. I don't think I've ever done this in 33 years. I'm sitting here, and I'm just bubbling up, like I said, like cheese pizza on a pizza, like cheese on a pizza in a damn oven. This is insane, at any rate, sigh." Roger then explained, "I don't know, you're in a different mood tonight. You really are, and I can tell that because you had more to say on this show than any show I've ever done with you. I'm not complaining because when you talk, John, you have things to say. I'm really making a point. I can tell there's something different tonight." And then, "You think?" John asks. "No, I don't think I know," Landry replies. And so Statmiller also referred to President Brandon and said, "We have to keep this Let's Go Brandon meme going. We are to besiege this country by illegal aliens," he said. Regarding the COVID jab, he said, "We were talking about strong-arm coercion. Take the vax, poison yourself, or else." At minute 56, John says, "I'm watching my forearm turn into one giant bubble. This is so much fun. I just love witnessing things that I have no idea what the hell's going on." Ah, boy. At any rate, yeah. And Senate goes on to talk about this guy personally, you know, knowing John and blah, 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 blah. But kind of interesting. I wasn't aware of this arm situation turning into a bubble and this whole thing. Mr. Producer, clip 8, if you could get that ready. This was from January 15th of this year. The last time I was on the air with John, okay, and Roger Landry was there as well, but this was almost, you know, coming up on, this is about 10 months ago, almost to the day, and this was when the vaccine was just getting rolled out, and it wasn't going to be mandatory, it was just in its infancy. So remember back, if you can, and try to put it into some context, this was January 15th. All right. So just think, this was 9 days after the January 6th incident. So get yourself into that context. 9 days fresh from the January 6th false flag operation. And let's go ahead and listen to a little bit. Go ahead and play it, Mr. Producer.
Let me go to Robert Ravold. Hello, Robert.
Good evening, John. I'm listening tonight, and, you know, I kind of actuaried out where the lines in the sand for me and my loved ones are, and it's the warp speed jab, and it's the guns. Whether I can talk on Twitter or not, I don't give a rat's rear end. Mm-hmm. But this is it. It's the jab, and it's the guns. This is it. These are the two things. When they want to hit you with the jab, and when they want to come get the guns, this is the time. It's all out war, and all the rest of this. I'm looking at this. I want this to play out. I'm looking at the next few days, and I want the X-22 report narrative to play out. It's a big sting, Steve Pachinik, and all the rest of it. I'd love to see this. I want to see these people. You know, I was thinking about this. Remember Trump's inauguration when he had all those military guys in the middle of his speech? They come marching up behind him, and everybody's freaking out. They're like, what the heck's all these guys doing? I would love to see the same thing happen, but they snatch up a bunch of these Marxist, Maoist traitors. But
humor.
At the same time, I'm remaining realistic and realizing that, you know, I see the Trump's crew moving out, allegedly, things marked for the Trump presidential library and so forth. So, look, a lot of us are watching very closely. And I'm not betting my entire existence on whether Trump stays or goes. The fight will go on. The struggle will continue. We can't bet our entire existence on whether Trump stays in office or not. We have to remain steadfast and realize that the Almighty runs this universe, and whatever happens to the country and whatever is coming our way, a lot of it is well-deserved. A lot of men and women in our previous generations got suckered into believing what the radio and the television were telling them, the FDR generation, the so-called greatest generation, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so, look, the struggle's going to continue. I don't give a rat's behind of what really happens up here. So many people are betting their entire life and their entire emotional and psychological health on the next few days, and it's like, come on. We're Americans, and of those of us that are hardcore, old-school-minded Americans, I'm a Marine. I've been to MCRD San Diego. I went to boot camp. I've seen a lot of things. I've been in a lot of places in my life. We cannot, throw the entire, gauntlet down with the next few days. The struggle's going to continue, whether this senile goofball Biden with his pedo son and all the corrupt crap happens, and Kamala Harris.
Robert, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not, the next 5 or 10 days in this country, I understand exactly what you're saying. The question I'm simply asking, you're saying, oh, we're going to continue to resist. How and where to make it effective to keep the government that has been running roughshod over everybody for so damn long, they've given up on governing. Now they're just ruling. That's the thought of the day. This is not governing. This is ruling. And now we have the ruling class, the new ruling class in the White House. Robert, what I'm simply asking is, okay, what is the mechanism? What is the most effective mechanism of combating this and now throwing the people out that we should have never let them in the house, but they're there in our house right now, sitting at our table, eating our food, looking around, seeing what they can grab on their way out the door. They're in the house. How do we get rid of the rats and return this country to its constitutional roots, which I think is going to be a nigh impossibility because what they have done, And I know you know this better than anybody, Robert, the administrative state and its ability to enforce its rules.
Sure.
They've walked through our walked through our lives. The government has been through our lives. It's walked through our wallet. There is no place that these people are not able or willing to go. So my simple question that I'm going to keep repeating until I start getting constructive answers is, what the hell do we do next? My only thing, Robert, the only thing that I see, and you know this, any time that a country finds itself in this position, it goes to war with its own people.
That's right.
All right?
You got it. It's war, John. Hey, when the jab comes, no matter who's pushing it, whether it's the if Trump stays in or whether it's the Biden-Harris people, the jab is a big one, and guns are the second. These are the two prongs, and it's war. You know it, and I know it.
And we will see the scenarios probably play out that the United Nations, the peacekeepers of the planet, will be invited in because, look, oh, the police are divided. Oh, look, they're ineffectual. Oh, look what they did in Washington, D.C. when they were told to stand down. This whole damn thing, Robert, was a setup. The vote was a setup. I've even had people try to convince me that Donald Trump was a setup. Yeah, he was selected. He wasn't elected. And I'm telling you, I've heard enough stupid stuff. What I see in the future is the further erosion of this economy that's barely hanging on, which means to you people out there is, where the hell am I going to get my next breadcrumbs to survive? Robert, I'm not interested in surviving. You know, if I was a survivalist, I would take challenges on like trying to walk across the Arctic Circle or climbing a mountain or whatever. It's not what we're talking about here. It's the end of the freest country that's ever been on the face of this planet. Supposedly, the rights were guaranteed by said government, but what they've done is taken every one of those away.
Yeah, John, let me pop this in on. I know we're coming up at the top of the hour, but check this out. This is what's so beautiful about the whole thing. It's crunch time. All the people on all sides of these narratives, hey, somebody's going to be proven right in the next number of days as far as the narratives that have been thrown at us. And so it's going to be, okay, the Q people and all those troops are there, and they're not there to secure the Biden thing. They're there to, when Trump gives the order, to pop off and arrest all these gangsters.
And that's a fantasy that I entertain for about 2 minutes.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you know what my opinion is? My opinion is JoJo is going to be in that White House come hell or high water on January 21st. And then what?
Hey, guess what? Then they're going to sacrifice his butt and put Kamala in.
Well, you know the old story. They eat their young. This is the story of the snake eating its own tail. You know, I mean, sure. Are they sustainable? Are they right? Is it a form of government? No. It's all alien to me, my friend.
Well, you know what? I'm watching it and I'm enjoying it. And guess what? And if they want to bring this thing with the jab, the warp speed, and Biden's promising 100 million vaccines in the next number of days, and all that good stuff, you know, a lot of us are going to have some heavy decisions to make, and we're going to, you know, this is going to separate the wheat from the chaff, the men from the boys, and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So it's a thing that had to happen. It's going to have to happen, and you know what? It's a good thing, and a lot of people are going to have to face some pain, and a lot of little kids and women and so forth are going to have to deal with a lot of pain.
Robert, they have been, you know, I'm serious. I can now say this without breaking down crying, but when I hear a story of a young mother that they beat the hell out of her with a COVID thing, she had no income, she had nothing, and she had a 22-month-old baby. 22, not even 2 years old, just beginning to understand its environment. And she crawls up on a bridge and leaps to her death with her 22-year-old or 22-month-old baby in her arms.
Mm-hmm.
This is unconscionable.
Mm-hmm.
This is an environment that I do not wish to live in.
That's right. Klaus Schwab and the entire World Economic Forum gang with their little Great Reset and destroying mom-and-pop businesses.
Yep,
you know
yep.
it, John.
Well, and this is going to continue in 2021, and that asshat that's going to take the office on January 21st is going to make sure of the final destruction of this country. So, cartridge box, anybody?
All right. Thanks, John. I'll see you, man. I'll talk to you.
All right.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
If I'm able. Okay. All right.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, sir. All right.
You can stop it. Wow. You know, it even gives me kind of some goosebumps listening to that again. I've listened to it a couple times. I played it actually some weeks back on the broadcast. I don't know how, you know, maybe a couple months ago, but a lot of prophetic, you know, foretelling of future events there. And look where we are now. He mentioned the possibility of peacekeepers and so forth and so on. Look at the decimation of our responders through this, you know, hey, take it or leave it jab. You got trash piling up in New York City, fire trucks and so forth. You're reading articles about people's kids and loved ones dying because there's no you know, emergency medical responders to answer the calls in quick fashion anymore. Police forces being decimated, crime off the wazoo, lawlessness in the streets. Half the people out here not even paying attention to traffic laws and speed limits at all. I mean, all of the speed, but hell,
the clowns running around St. Louis and these damn Chargers and Challengers. Holy cow, it's insane. But yeah, that was the last time John and I spoke on the air. And a lot, you know, that was right in the middle of the post-January 6th stuff, and everybody was, you know, prognosticating about what was going to happen with Trump was going to leave office or not, and look where we're at now. It's still the jab and the guns. I mean, I saw it then, and I was talking about it even before the you know, when Warp Speed, that goofy general that I, you know, that's all in the archives of this broadcast, the general that Trump put in charge of Warp Speed, I had weird feelings about him, the entire operation. And then this baton gets passed on to Ron Klain, and who's been making just a mockery, this White House chief of staff, on his rounds, talking about people are better off than they were a year ago. I mean, just the craziest stuff. You know, it makes you wonder what was going on with John and the arm there, and whether it had anything to do with him passing away. During that time, he detailed, just before becoming ill, some odd activity taking place in the skies over his home. He spoke of profound weakness and sudden odd skin issues. Very, very strange. But, you know, what's going to happen with the future of the network? I don't know. I'll talk to Sam once the broadcast is over and try to get an update and so forth. I haven't had time to listen to a lot of the broadcasts lately. I've been just, I got family things going on. Let's see, we're coming up on break. Hey, Sam, get clip 14 ready. I should be able to fit this one in. Now, this is kind of a review with Dr. Ryan Cole, but I've got somebody in my family that I'll tell you about after we play this short clip. Go ahead and roll 14.
In the laboratory, after people get these shots, we're seeing a very concerning locked-in, low profile of these important killer T cells that you want in your body. It's almost a reverse HIV. In HIV, you lose your helper T cells, your CD4 cells. In this virus, post-vaccine, what we're seeing is a drop in your killer T cells, your CD8 cells. And what do CD8 cells do? They keep all other viruses in check. What am I seeing in the laboratory? I'm seeing an uptick of herpes family viruses. I'm seeing herpes. I'm seeing shingles. I'm seeing mono. I'm seeing a huge uptick in human papillomavirus in the cervical biopsies and the cervical pap smears in women. In addition to that, there's a little infectious, you know, bump the kids get called molluscum contagiosum. What do you need to keep that in check? You need CD8 killer T cells. I am seeing a 20 times increase in individuals over the age of 50 of this little bump and rash. You know, that's innocuous, but what it tells me is the immune status of these individuals.
All right, you can stop it there. Somebody close to me that took the Johnson & Johnson, guess what they've got? Mono. They're not somebody out there, you know, running the streets all crazy, being subjected to meeting a whole bunch of people, blah, 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 blah. Took the J&J, and then boom, this person has got mononucleosis now. Isn't that strange? Now, you know, the hot lot theory and all this research, it's very strange because there's a lot of people around me that I know that have taken it that haven't shown any kind of adverse events. And so I live in kind of a blue area, but, you know, it's just, it's very, very crazy that, you know, there's these articles floating around about areas of where it's red, you know, the exposed.uk, I'll cover that. Deadliest batches of COVID-19 were sent to red Republican states. That was floating around in the last couple of weeks. See you guys on the other side of the break.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Coming to get you, yeah, I'm coming to take you away. Your witches are evil, you worship the devil, so listen to what I say.
All right, we're back in Cynthia Radio. It's time for General taking us into the from the break. So yeah, there's people, you know, with the whole VAERS kind of lot numbers alleged investigation, 5% of the batches produced.
But deeply troubling findings don't end there, because we decided to conduct further analysis of the VAERS data on the COVID-19 vaccines, and we discovered that the majority of the deadliest batches were clearly sent to Republican-controlled red states across the U.S. And they're claiming the data used in the investigation was pulled from the publicly accessible VAERS database, which can be viewed by here. And so, just, you know, you look at these kind of things and you're like, well, if that's true, and look, I don't put anything past the evil forces, okay, the principalities and powers that we are up against, and their human agents, okay? Now, at the same time, am I saying that these kinds of reports floating around are the truth? You just don't know, okay? But I look at these sorts of things as plausible. So let's get the ADL and SPLC pissed off at us. Since John didn't want them sicking us. Well, John's not here with us. And if you listen to my broadcasts on Sunday nights, he might have given me some calls. If all you regular listeners know. But that was a while back. John got more and more less... zero F's given about all this towards the end there. Protocol 5 of the Protocols of Zion, okay? What form of administrative rule can be given to communities in which corruption has penetrated everywhere? Oh, is that, where's that at? Oh, is it where we're at now? Communities where riches are attained only by the clever surprise tactics of semi-swindling tricks, where looseness reigns. We got looseness reigning? Megan Thee Stallion? Where, Cardi B? Where morality is maintained by penal measures and harsh laws, but not by voluntary accepted principles. Yeah, the January 6th people get thrown in, you know, the clink, but then some of these kids can go shoot places up and bond out just because the color of their skin isn't white. So what we're seeing is with Rittenhouse, LeBron James, and all these Hakeem Jeffries and all these people, they're all coming out against Rittenhouse as a, you know, little Nazi and blah, 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 blah. But then all the little thugs in every one of our major city going around blasting people every day, they don't even really talk about it, you see. It's left cover and racial cover for terror, okay? The Jewish mob that runs this thing, they want to destabilize the country racially and then basically start letting off with bond project, bail project, no cash bail, this whole thing. All the street urchins, these thugs everywhere. But then Kyle Rittenhouse, he's out here trying to protect some property, and he's got to get crucified. Because, see, he killed a couple of their little shock troops, their little Rosenbaum, and he blew Grosskreutz's arm off, and that little Huber kid, he killed. See, all the Antifas, they're protected. The Alinskyites are protected class. The FBI equals KGB gang, see, it's all selective prosecution. You're straight white male and you love your country, you're gonna get the rack. You're a hood rat that buys into the Marxist Jew propaganda. Well, we'll give you a little mercy, boy. You understand? You just go back out there and kill some more of them honky. If you get it, yeah. Back to the protocol, where the feelings toward faith and country are obliterated by cosmopolitan convictions. See, that's the flood of the migrants. Going through Belarus, putting them up on the Polish border there. The Polish are starting to fire. We'll see what happens. I say let the bodies pile up, Poland. Get hardcore. This is an invasion of your country. Don't let what to happen to your country happen is that's happening to mine right now. Unleash the 50 cals and let some corpses start bloating up out there on the fences. They'll quit coming. What form of rule is to be given to these communities if not that despotism, which I shall describe to you later? See, that's what Washington and all these guys said. The Constitution was designed for immoral and religious people is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. So the sappers and miners start going after the moral and religious kind of foundations of the country, which makes thereby the Constitution cannot handle the population. Hence, you have chaos, Mad Max, Road Warrior, and blah, blah, blah going on in all of our major cities. Okay, we shall create an intensified centralization of government in order to grip in our hands all the forces of the community. Is that prophetic right there, isn't it? We shall regulate mechanically all the actions of the political life of our subjects by new laws. Oh, how you like the COVID thing, huh? The new laws. These laws will withdraw one by one all the indulgences and liberties which have been permitted by the Goyim, and our kingdom will be distinguished by a despotism of such magnificent proportions as to be at any moment and in every place in a position to wipe out any Goyim who oppose us by deed or word. Look at Australia going on. Now, people are opposing it, but look what they're attempting. Look at Austria about to go into full lockdown for the unvaccinated. Look at Norway attempting to re-implement measures. Look at the Dutch, same deal. And we're going to see it here this winter when, you know, your normal flu cold season rolls around. It's going to freak out all the idiots, and they're going to use this as a bludgeon against us all over again. Now what we have to do is non-compliance. When they try to re-implement this crap, I mean, look, what's crazy here in St. Louis, up in North County, which is much more, urban, let's say, and I'll just use that word, a lot more blacks and so forth and so on. What's strange is the blacks are the first ones keeping the masks on. I don't get it. It's such high percentages. They're wearing them outside still to this day. And then they're the ones ready to be the little gulag commanders in the stores and everything. What do you mean? You see, but down here in the south part of the county, right, in the city, guess what? Where there's a lot of white people and there's a lot of rebellious, let's just say, non-compliant type, people are walking in everywhere with no damn masks. You know, the poor employees are still wearing them because their bosses are a bunch of jerks. But everybody's just like ignoring these mandates. It's wild. And then, you know, you go to the surrounding counties outside the city and there ain't no mandate. Nobody gives a rat's behind. But it's crazy. Back to the protocol. We shall be told that such a despotism as I speak of is not consistent with the progress of these days, but I will prove to you that it is. The most progressive freaking areas of all this country, guess what they are? The most draconian, aren't they? In the times when the peoples looked upon kings on their thrones as on a pure manifestation of the will of God, they submitted without a murmur to the despotic power of kings. But from the day when we insinuated into their minds the conception of their own rights, they began to regard the occupants of thrones as merely ordinary mortals. The holy unction of the Lord's anointed has fallen from the heads of kings in the eye of the people. And when we also robbed them of their faith in God, the might of power was flung upon the streets into the place of public proprietorship and was seized by us. Moreover, the art of directing masses and individuals by means of cleverly manipulated theory and verbiage, by regulations of life and common, all sorts of other quirks, in all which the Goyim understand nothing, belongs likewise to the specialists of our administrative brain. Hence, look at how they push the cognitive dissonance, the stupid masks, the things, the illogical edicts in all spheres of our society right now. Because, see, that's their administrative brain. This is compliance training. This is how to steer the cattle. the masses. Reared on analysis, observation, on delicacies of fine calculation, in this species of skill, we have no rivals. Why do you think you see always a Jew out in front or one of their lackeys on MSNBC or whatever, or CNN, spouting the most illogical gibberish? Because see, that's how they stroke your mind, Goy. That's how they give you two ideas that are completely in contrast with each other and tell you this makes sense. Oh, any more than we have either the drawing up of plans of political actions and solidarity. Look at the solidarity of Antifa. Okay? They've got Antifa, and let me see if I can find this article. This was on postmillennial.com. Breaking, this was from last week, exactly. Antifa members attack anti-vaccine mandate protesters in Boston. Clashes between protesters and Antifa members broke out at Boston Common on Sunday as protesters gathered for a rally against COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates. And then they got pictures of these people with their red flag and the hammer and sickle, and your red flag with Mao, Stalin, Lenin, and then the guy that wrote the Communist Manifesto it's got Marx and it's got Engels. Picture all these guys on their red flags. The protesters in Antifa were separated by police in riot gear and fencing temporarily placed for the event, and streets surrounding Boston Common were closed down, blah, 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 blah. The two groups clashed on at least one occasion, with Antifa members appearing to overpower police as they broke through the fence line. The rally was organized by Super Happy Fun America and the Refounding Fathers Coalition, with the event being aimed to resist vaccine passports, face diapers, mass layoffs, and unconstitutional mandates. Green Monster Antifa tweeted out a flyer ahead of the event urging members to attend the event to tell this whole load of violently misogynistic fail thuns to get the hell out of town. Flyer stated mask up against hate to tell the Capitol rioters to get out of Boston. Antifa members held up banners featuring the faces of Stalin, Mao, and other communist leaders, as well as the death to fascism sign, as rally attendants yelled, "Let's go, Brandon." You see the psychological warfare here. So you've got these people claiming to be anti-fascists, okay? But they are there to crush the people that were protesting against these big, huge, gazillion-dollar pharmaceutical companies leaning on the government to force vaccines into people. And Antifa is there to fight them, the people that did not want these big, huge pharma companies. I mean, this is the irony of 2021, that Antifa, that's how you know these people are just paid, dumb provocateurs, because they're not, they don't know anything about ideology, because if they were Antifa for real, wouldn't you want to be there against these huge corporations which are dominating government policy? I'm just saying, I know that, I, you know, it is what it is. Okay, in this skill, we have no rivals any more than we have either in the drawing up of plans or political actions of solidarity. See that solidarity. In this respect, the Jesuits alone might have compared with us, but we have contrived to discredit them in the eyes of the unthinking mob as an overt organization, while we ourselves all the while have kept our secret organization in the shade. However, it is probably all the same to the world who is its sovereign lord, whether the head of Catholicism or our despot of the blood of Zion. But to us, the chosen people, it is a very far from being a matter of indifference. For a time, perhaps, we might be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the goyim of all the world. But from this danger, we are secured by the discord existing among them whose roots are so deeply seated that they can never now be plucked up. We have set one against another the personal and national reckonings of the Goyim, religious and race hatreds, which we have fostered into a huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries. This is the reason why there is not one state which would anywhere receive support if it were to raise its arm, for every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us would be unprofitable to itself. We are too strong. There's no evading our power. The nations cannot come to even an inconsiderable private agreement without our secretly having a hand in it. And I think I'll stop there, but how just applicable is that from what we're dealing with today? I mean, just insane. So let's see here. Mr. Producer, get clip three ready. This went viral all over the place. It's an allegedly a CDC staffer, okay? And she is kind of blowing the whistle on the jab and so forth and so on. But I figured I'd play it for posterity. It'll be in the archive. Go ahead and let's roll three.
Susan Pierce here on Eagles Living TV, and I'm driving back in. You see my CDC badge up there. But guys, y'all have got to not take this vaccine. I've had so many people call me, and they're like, oh my gosh, we almost died. I had two people call me that got the flu shot and the COVID, and both of them almost died. You're getting 50 milligrams of mercury, 25 in the flu, probably 25 at least to 30 in the COVID. You're putting in a DARPA operating system into your body. That is the luciferase, that is the false light of Lucifer, hooking you to the D-Wave computer. Guys, if y'all taking these vaccines and you're sick, you need to go get a D-dimer test from your doctor because you're probably micro-clotting. You've got 6 months to 3 years, they say, if you put this operating system in your body can't take it. We're praying for y'all. Don't take the jab. How do I know? I'm ex-pharma whistleblower. Susan Pierce here on Eagles Living TV, and I'm driving back in. You see my CDC?
You know, the operating system, you know, you wonder, okay, all these people that might have got the placebos, is the operating system still there? It's very, very interesting. You know, I've went through so many different kind of hypotheses about this with different lots, different attacks on the human body. What I'm really wondering right now is, okay, these first couple hits that you get with Pfizer, Moderna, whatever, even if it is placebo, is it enough to, is there still the operating system there that's going to hook you into the internet of bodies, so forth and so on? After the top of the hour, I've got a really, really crazy video that I found. It just kind of went live. Somebody found this stuff, and it's been around, but it's from The Economist magazine. Of course, we all know about The Economist. It's one of their, I guess, YouTube channel videos or whatever. But it's crazy because all this stuff that we were talking about with the hydras and all that stuff, it talks about hydras in there, you know, very, very crazy. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. Now, we know our little buddy Alberto Burla, this character from Pfizer, this Jewish cat running Pfizer. But this is a good kind of Pfizer expose. It's only a couple minutes long, but it just goes through the criminality of this company. Let's roll four.
Pfizer received the biggest criminal fine in U.S. history as part of a $2.3 billion settlement with federal prosecutors for mispromoting medicines and for paying kickbacks to compliant doctors. Pfizer pleaded guilty to misbranding the painkiller Bextra by promoting the drug for uses that were not approved by medical regulators. In the 90s, they were involved in defective heart valves that led to the deaths of more than 100 people, The company had deliberately misled regulators about the hazards. The company agreed to pay $10.75 million to settle Justice Department charges. In 2004, Pfizer's subsidiary agreed to pay $430 million to resolve criminal charges that it paid physicians to prescribe its epilepsy drug, Neurontin, to patients with ailments for which the medication was not approved. In 2010, a federal jury found that Pfizer committed racketeering fraud in its marketing of the drug. Pfizer disclosed that during a six-month period the previous year, it had paid $20 million to some 4,500 doctors and other medical professionals for speaking on the company's behalf. In 2012, the US Securities and Exchange Commission announced that it had reached a $45 million settlement with Pfizer to resolve charges that its subsidiaries had bribed overseas doctors and other healthcare professionals to increase foreign sales. Pfizer was sued in a US federal court by Nigerian families who accused the company of testing a dangerous new antibiotic called Trovan on children without parents' consent and using their children as human guinea pigs. A panel of medical experts concluded that Pfizer had violated international law, and the company agreed to pay $75 million to settle the lawsuits in Nigerian courts. The US case was settled for an undisclosed amount. The list goes on. I don't want to bore you with it. But ask yourself, if it was a car manufacturer, would you buy a car from them?
But there is a very small part of professionals which they circulate on purpose misinformation so that they will mislead those that they have concerned. Those people are criminals. They're not bad people, they're criminals.
Yeah, that's the Pfizer CEO saying that people that spread misinformation about their little operating system, they're criminals, see? Can't talk about Pfizer. They've got a clean record. They never done anything wrong. Pfizer didn't do nothing. I mean, it's getting so just loony. You know, this we're in this place now. Woke U.S. Navy named ship after accused pedophile Harvey Milk. The ship was christened by a veteran who identifies as transgender. Milk was dishonorably discharged from the Navy for being a homo in 1955. All right. Milk was the first openly gay man to serve in public office when he was elected to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1977. In addition to the honor of the naming of the ship, the mayor of Castro Street has been given an honorary postage stamp and had an airport terminal dedicated in his name at San Francisco International Airport. And then people, all these people on Twitter talking about he's a pederast and all this other crap. I mean, Matt Walsh says Harvey Milk was a degenerate pederast who preyed on teenage boys. He was the Kevin Spacey of his time. And now he has a Navy ship named after him. We will lose our next war and deserve it. Think the Chinese are naming ships after people like this? You think the Russians are? This is suicide. This is self-sabotage. We'll see you guys on the other side. She's such a beauty. Like so rich, I've never seen anyone to hold her in my arms. But I can't get a face out of my dreams. So I'll...
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T
DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This